Chapter 11. And the king of Egypt mustered his forces, as numerous as the sands of the seashore, and many ships. And he sought by deceit to take Alexandros' kingdom and annex it to his own kingdom. So he entered Syria with peaceful accounts, and those in the cities opened their gates and welcomed him, as King Alexandros had ordered them to do, since Ptolemaios was Alexandros' father-in-law. But when Ptolemaios entered the cities, he stationed garrison forces in each city. But when he was approaching Ashdod, they showed him the temple of Dagon burned down, in Ashdod and its suburbs demolished, and the corpses strewn about, and those who had been burned, whom Jonathan had burned in the war, for they had heaped them up along his route. And to criticize Jonathan, they also described to the king what he had done. But the king kept silent. And Jonathan met the king with glory at Yafo. And they greeted each other and spent the night there. And Jonathan accompanied the king as far as the river called Eleutheros. And then he returned to Jerusalem. But calculating wickedness against Alexandros, King Ptolemaios became lord of the cities along the seacoast, as far as Seleucia by the sea. Then he sent elders to King Demetrius, saying,
"Come, let us make a pact with each other. I will give you my daughter, who was formerly Alexandros' wife, and you shall reign over your father's kingdom. I regret that I gave him my daughter, for he has sought to kill me."
And his real reason for criticizing Alexandros was that he coveted Alexandros' kingdom. So he took his daughter away from him and gave her to Demetrius. And Ptolemaios broke with Alexandros, and their enmity became manifest. Then Ptolemaios entered Antiochia and placed the diadem of Asia around his head. And this was why he had two diadems placed around his head, that of Egypt and that of Asia. Now King Alexandros was in Cilicia at that time, because those who lived in that region had revolted. And when Alexandros heard about this, he came to challenge Ptolemaios in a war. And Ptolemaios marched out and met him with a strong hand and put him to flight. And Alexandros fled into Arabia to seek protection there. But King Ptolemaios was exalted, and the Arabian, Zabdiel, cut off Alexandros' head and sent it to Ptolemaios. And 3 days later, King Ptolemaios himself died, and his men in the strongholds were killed by the inhabitants of the strongholds. So this was how Demetrius became king in the year 167. At that time, Jonathan gathered together the men of Judah to attack the citadel in Jerusalem. and they constructed many machines against it. And some lawless men, enemies of their own nation, went to the king and brought a message that Jonathan was besieging the citadel. And when Demetrius heard about this, he was angered and immediately moved off to Ptolemais. And he wrote to Jonathan to discontinue the siege and to meet him for a conference at Ptolemais as soon as possible. Now when Jonathan heard this, he directed the siege to continue. And he selected some of the elders of Israel and the priests and exposed himself to danger by going to the king at Ptolemais. And he brought with him silver and gold and apparel and many other presents and found favor with the king. And although some lawless men of his own nation brought charges against him, the king treated him exactly as his predecessors had treated him. And he exalted him in the presence of all his friends. And he confirmed him in the chief priesthood and in all the honors which he had previously held, and gave him the preeminence among his leading friends. And Jonathan asked the king to exempt Judah and the three districts of Samaria from tribute, and sent a message promising to give him 300 talents in return. And the king agreed and wrote the following letter to Jonathan about all these matters.
King Demetrius sends greetings to his brother Jonathan and to the Judean nation. We are sending you, for your information, a copy of the letter that we wrote to Lasthenes, our kinsman, concerning you. King Demetrius sends greetings to his father Lasthenes. Because of the goodwill they show us, we have decided to bestow benefits on the Judean nation, who are our friends, and who observe their obligations to us. We confirm their possession, not only of the territory of Judah, but also of the three districts of Ephraim, Lod, and Ramathaim. These districts, together with all their dependencies, were transferred from Samaria to Judah in favor of all those who offer sacrifices for us in Jerusalem instead of paying the royal taxes which the king formerly received from them each year, from the produce of the soil and the fruit of the trees. From this day on, we grant them release from payment of all other things which would from this time forward be due to us, that is, of tenths and tribute, and of the tax on the salt pans and the crown tax. From this time forward, none of these provisions shall ever be revoked. Therefore, be sure to have a copy of these instructions made and given to Jonathan, that it may be displayed in a conspicuous place on the holy hill.
And when King Demetrius saw that the land was at rest before him, and that he had no opposition, he dismissed all of his forces, every man to his home, except the mercenaries which he had hired from the islands of the nations. So all the forces who had served under his fathers hated him. Now when a certain Tryphon, who had previously belonged to Alexandros' party, saw that all the forces were grumbling at Demetrius, he went to Imalchua the Arabian, who was rearing up Alexandros' boy, Antiochus, and Trufon kept urging Imalcua to hand over the boy to him, so that he might make him king in his father's place. And during his stay there of many days, he brought a message to him, which told about everything which Demetrius had done, and about the enmity which his forces had for him. Then, Jonathan sent to King Demetrius the request to withdraw his troops from the citadel of Jerusalem and from the other strongholds, for they were constantly fighting against Israel. And Demetrius sent this message to Jonathan, saying,
I will not only do this for you and your nation, but I will greatly honor you and your nation when I find the opportunity. Therefore, do me the favor of sending men to fight for me, because all of my troops have revolted.
So Jonathan sent 3,000 mighty fighting men to him at Antiochia. And when they came to the king, he was delighted over their arrival. And the men within the city, 120,000 strong, had rallied within the center of the city, and they wished to do away with the king. And he took refuge in the royal palace. And the citizens gained control of the main streets in the city and began to fight. So the king called the Judeans to his aid, and they all rallied around him and spread out through the city. And on that day, the Judeans killed about 100,000 men. And they set fire to the city and seized much spoil, and they saved the king. And when the citizens saw that the Judeans had gained control of the city as they wished, they lost courage and cried out to the king with this entreaty, saying,
Give us your terms and let the Judeans stop attacking us and our city.
So they threw down their weapons and made peace. And this was how the Judeans gained glory in the eyes of the king and before everyone in his kingdom. And they returned to Jerusalem with much spoil. But when King Demetrius sat down on the throne of his kingdom, and the land was at rest before him, he broke all his promises and became estranged from Jonathan. And instead of rewarding Jonathan for all the favors which he had received from him, he oppressed him excessively. Now after this, Trufon returned and brought with him the young boy Antiochus, who became king and placed the diadem around his head. And all the forces whom Demetrius had discharged rallied around Antiochus and fought against Demetrius. And he was routed and fled. And Trufon captured the beasts and gained control of Antiochia. Then young Antiochus wrote to Jonathan, saying,
I confirm you in the chief priesthood and appoint you over the four districts, and make you one of the king's friends.
And he sent him gold dishes in a dinner service, and gave him the right to drink from gold cups, and to dress in purple, and to wear a gold buckle. and he made Jonathan's brother Simon general of the region, extending from the ladder of Tyre to the borders of Egypt. And Jonathan set out and traveled through the region beyond the river and among its cities. And the entire force of Syria gathered together with him as his allies. And when he arrived at Ashkelon, the citizens gloriously met him. Then, when he set out for Gaza, the people of Gaza shut him out. So he besieged it and burned its suburbs with fire and plundered them. Then the people of Gaza appealed to him for mercy, and he gave them his right hand in pledge. And he took the sons of their chiefs as hostages and sent them to Jerusalem. Then he passed through the country as far as Damascus. Then Jonathan heard that Demetrius's chiefs had come to Kadesh in Galilee with a large force, intending to remove him from office. So he went to meet them, but left his brother Simon in the country. And Simon besieged Beth-Zur and fought against it for many days and hemmed them in. And when they sued for peace, he gave them his right hand in pledge. And he expelled them from there and took possession of the city and put a garrison there. Then Jonathan and his camp encamped near the waters of Genusar. And early in the morning, they rose early and went to the plain of Hazor. And behold, there was the camp of foreigners engaging him on the plain, for they had laid an ambush against him in the mountains. But they themselves met him face to face. But the men in ambush rose out of their places and joined in a war. And all of Jonathan's men fled. But not one of them was left except the chiefs of the army, Mattathiah, son of Absalom, and Judah, son of Calphi. So Jonathan tore his clothes and threw earth on his head and prayed. Then he turned back to the war and routed them, and they fled. Then his own men, who were running away, saw this, and they returned to him and joined him in driving off the enemy as far as their camp in Kadesh. And there they themselves encamped. So 3,000 of the foreigners fell on that day. Then Jonathan returned to Jerusalem.